is driving families to camp out on the roofs? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our go-to topic for small talk has done a lot of damage. This monsoon season is no exception. But there's an opportunity to exemplify the gospel to the survivors through relief aid. And we've got an exciting story of transformation that'll make you want to jump out of your seat. But first, floodwaters in Bangladesh have disrupted the lives of nearly 4 million people. And as of last week, the water was still rising.
And now the water has come on the highway where all the transportation takes place, has basically hindered the move of commodities.
Raju Sharma is Area Director of Southeast Asia for Christian Aid Mission, and he says they're working with partners on the ground to meet the immediate needs of 200 families.
We can see people have some areas water up to the waist around their homes, and some people are now camping out on their roof.
These families are without food except for what's being brought in by relief agencies like Christian Aid. Sharma says their work is modeled after Jesus's.
In the local churches and local congregations, mostly house churches, and the groups we work with are engaged to move in that act of mercy.
They're helping both Christian and Muslim families. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid says,
we ask folks to pray, and then also if they feel called by the Lord to give, so that there are more needs that can be met, both to Christian and non-Christian families. And that can plant a seed and share the gospel and see the love of Christ, in some cases for the first time, through a tragedy like this flooding.
And the On Eagle's Wings Summer of Hope initiative has come to a close. And because of God's work through their outreach, 600 Native young people now have freedom in Christ. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the mission team of 48 Native American teens and young adults went to 11 different reservations, some of which didn't have a single church presence.
We were literally asked, who is Jesus? And we're in the good old U.S. of A. Who is Jesus? They had not heard of him. They didn't know about him in some cases.
Hutchcraft shares one story from the last night on the last reservation.
One of the men who came to Christ that night is the dealer for the dealers. He's the one who had the drugs the dealers are dealing. And he said, I am tired of dealing death to my people. I don't know how many people have died because of what I have done. But he said, I'm sick and tired of it. I need to be forgiven. He burned his drugs. He burned his drug money and said, I am now going to go to the dealers and begin to tell them this is exactly what they need.
Here's what we can do. We can pray for the discipleship of these Native young people who've accepted Christ.
Your prayers are decisive in the outcome that some ambassador of Christ is fighting for somewhere in the world today.
And finally, to ensure the ministry workers are prepared for the mission field, Pioneers is working with International Project. In the collaborative year-long immersion program, workers learn hands-on ministry in the United States' most diverse city, New York. More on the program from Kevin King with International Project.
As people come to the city, we put them on teams to reach a specific ethnic people group. And as a team, they learn skills such as oral storying. They learn disciple-making movement principles. They learn church-planting principles. They learn how to do cross-cultural ministry, such as contextualization of the gospel. How do we contextualize it so that it's understood to people from a different worldview? So they learn a lot of these skills, but the primary focus is on developing these skills through actual ministry. It's not a classroom or academic environment. We're actually teaching skills and people are going out and implementing them. They're sharing the gospel with people from all different nations on a daily basis.
What better way to learn how to share the gospel than to do it with a helping hand and see lives be transformed? If you'd like to learn more, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you want stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips. You'll find it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.